Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It is a way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. We're all present and accounted for. Barry coming off a birthday. Nick coming off a, I don't know, bender?
Nico Nico's.
Props out to my boy Robert and Nico Nico's.
Yeah, it was delicious. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Everything's good in the world except for if you're an Astros reliever.
Why you say that?
I fell asleep last night.
Oh, I didn't watch.
I watched Rondon. And I was like, okay, we're good. And I woke up to find out that the Yankees had just won the game in extra innings. I know that Davinsky had a little bit of trouble. Then Peacock coughed it up, and oh boy, then I mistakenly got on Twitter for a brief second to hear everybody think that the entire world was ending and that they better get bullpen help immediately.
Yeah, Davinsky gave up 2 runs. It looks like Peacock with the 1. So
Davinsky gave up a bomb.
Uh huh. Lost it in 10.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. I mean, it's going to happen. Everybody's going to give up runs.
They lose the season series to the Yankees, but I mean, I was happy with the way they've been playing. They were playing. Last night, I was like, God, enough to get to the first 2 in New York is great. And then wake up to have that. And I was like, yeah.
Well, at least the offense isn't struggling.
No. No, you're right. Yeah. Look, and they faced some decent pitchers, too. So, I mean, tonight will be a test, too, but with Severino. But we'll see. I hate the fact that now, especially with basketball over in Houston, everybody's going to focus on every little thing that goes wrong with the Astros.
Yeah, that's going to get annoying because baseball is such a daily grind that people are going to be like, how come y'all aren't talking Astros? They're the world champions. It's because it's a baseball game, one of 162. That's why.
And we talk about it more than most. Baseball, it is.
Yes. That is
so correct. How was the birthday? How was the dinner?
It was good. I ate a lot of meat. I had another stroke on the left side of my body this time.
So you're even.
Yeah. I balanced it out. And then I went home. I was so full. I put the drum set together, played a little bit, and called it a night. I was done. Drank a little. It was good.
You thought you were going to be partaking in adult beverages? And
I drank a little bit, not a ton. I mean, I'm not a big drinker. By myself, anyways. I mean, if I was hanging out with the fellas, I probably would. But
plus, it's not good to drink when you're having a stroke. You don't want to.
Good point.
That's true. No, the wife is not a big drinker. She had one drink. I had a couple beers, and that was about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So pretty uneventful, but it was nice. I was excited about the drum set.
How'd that go?
It went good. Put it all together.
Are you coordinated?
Beats. I was going to say, keeping beats, different beats with arms and legs?
I was able to pull it off, yeah. I think I'm going to be all right. I was surprised. It took about 10 minutes, and then I figured it out and had all 3. Yeah, somebody gave me some good advice on Twitter where they said, make sure in your mind, you just have to separate your limbs. And it was weird, but it worked. So I'm going to be all right. I think I can do it.
YouTube videos?
I pulled up a couple. Like I went out and liked a bunch of channels that I'll be able to look at and get lessons on and stuff like that. But just to get started, I just found one lesson and kind of, very simple, kind of stuck with it and just messed around. But yeah, it's cool. I dig it. I'm going to have a good time with it.
Tommy Lee and the third drumstick.
I mean, I wish I was hashtag blessed like Tommy Lee, but I don't know about playing the drums like him.
He's pretty good.
He's not bad. I don't know if is he considered one of the better drummers out there?
I think he is. I think with all the crazy stuff off stage and everything like that, I think he's pretty highly regarded as one of the
I mean, for me, I'd have to go the dude from James Brown, James Brown band.
Like literally Clive? The James Brown?
Yeah, Clive or something like that.
Well, I told you guys, Buddy Rich is like a long-time legendary drummer.
Mm-hmm.
But Alex,
yeah, Clyde Stubblefield.
Alex Van Halen, right?
Yeah, he's supposedly pretty good. Yeah. Travis Barker, but I don't know, for me, man, you listen to the drums on a lot of James Brown's tracks. That's why he's one of the most sampled artists of all time. Is because
That's
of Clyde Stubblefield. Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yep.
Nick, you didn't have any sports to cover last night.
Were you sad?
I was a little bothered. I wish the season or postseason could have continued one more series with the Houston Rockets still in it, but it's all good.
Are you guys going to watch the final? I mean, we kind of have to, right?
I mean, part of my list was that they're going to suck, so I don't know that I'm going to be fully invested. I'll be honest with you.
I'm going to watch it, but I don't have to be as attentive to it, I feel like, than the series that just passed. So
I don't anticipate us spending 5 and 6 and 7 segments on the finals like we did with the Rockets. That just doesn't make
sense. But I feel like I can enjoy it more when I can probably watch it at a bar.
That's true too, right? You don't really go to the bars or anything, but mm-mm. I find when I'm at a bar trying to, like, especially on the road, because I'll go to like Twin Peaks or Hooters or a sports bar that's close and try to watch a Rockets game or an Astros game. I can't pay attention as well.
Right. Like in the game in the middle of the regular season for the Rockets, I would watch it at a bar, like if they were on the road. But like at the end of the season in the postseason, I would watch it at home. I wasn't going to watch it at a bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't help that in most bars, do they have the sound up?
See, it depends.
Yeah, they do. For the big games like this, they do.
It depends on which bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I went to, where was I? Was it Little Rock?
I think almost all the sports bars should. I mean, if they're based in Houston.
If you go to Twin Peaks or something like that, they'll have it on in the sound.
But. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we're just getting started, kicking it around on the usual suspects. Well, you know how we like to do it. We like to get you guys to participate. That makes the show even more fun. That's why we call it the usual suspects. So if you want to be a suspect, 713-780-3776. That's our HR&P listener line where you can call, you can text, or you can tweet. Our Twitter handles are as follows, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick.
Are you chewing gum, Barry?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I can kind of hear it.
I'm not doing it right now.
I think the world can hear it.
I was being quiet.
He's like,
I wasn't moving my mouth at all while he was talking.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard it. My bad. I didn't know.
He was talking. Earlier I was,
then
but not while he was
it?
Talking. I don't know. Maybe because you wanted to hear it and you wanted to say something earlier and you didn't.
I didn't know you had gum earlier.
How's that? Is that better?
Okay.
We got a bus going to Sunfest, too, by the way.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that everybody that wants to join in on the fun for $30, you can take the bus to Sunfest and back down in Galveston on June the 16th. You'll have plenty of liquid refreshments, breakfast, dinner, and snacks. And it's all for the price of $30. All you have to do is go to bus@ESPN975.com. Michelle is who that email will go to. Tell Michelle you want to go. She'll coordinate with you on payment information. You'll be all set and taken care of, and you'll be ready to go. So we want to encourage everybody to join in on the fun and be a part of the Usual Suspects bus to Sunfest and have fun with that. It's also a Way Back Wednesday on the show today. We did not pick it till late, but we picked the year 1985 because it is the birth year of the leader.
The leader.
Chris Paul.
Ah, yes.
Chris indeed. Paul, born in 19...
God, that makes me feel old.
85.
I feel like he's old.
I feel like he should be older than LeBron, and he's not.
Yeah.
No,
he's a year older than LeBron, right?
No. LeBron was born in 84.
No way LeBron was born in 84.
It just seems that way because Paul actually went to college.
That's true. He went to Wake Forest.
Oh, yeah. That could
so
be
that
it.
Might do it. So... songs from the year 1985 from the basis of hearing this song, I believe I'm going first.
Yes, you are going first because you had your... I feel like you made 6 different lists for all the categories you submitted.
And you're wrong. But I had to get it done before I left the house.
6 minutes between the time we chose a topic and your email was sent. So I feel like you were prepared.
Nope. Okay. I was just waiting for y'all to pick a topic or agree with one so that I could go and Google the hell out of it.
Okay.
So
that's what I'm
go.
Doing right now.
There you have it.
I have one song.
So I am going first, and then we'll figure out second and third. It's a Way Back Wednesday. It's the year 1985, and it's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I'll tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time. Mattress Mack and his staff do a fantastic job here in Houston. If you need anything furniture-wise, you know where to go. Mattress Mack, because he is loyal and dedicated to Houston. You know what he's done in the hurricane and all the different things that he does for the people of Houston. Well, if you need furniture in the Houston area, why don't you go to one of those three locations? The Gallery Furniture is located at Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. There's another one in the Galleria across from Dillard's. And the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Mac sits at the front desk at that location. But if you go to any of the three locations, you'll get the same customer service, the same people asking the same kind of questions so that they know what you're looking for, what your style preference is, what room of the house, and what's your budget. And from there, they'll go and show you everything that they got. And if you pick something out you like, you buy today, you get it tonight. It's just that simple. You get your delivery within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase when you're at any of those three locations. Also, it's all solid wood. American-made furniture is going to last a long time from brands like Stickley. It's leather furniture, upholstered furniture. It's quality furniture. And the delivery people that show up, they're going to ask if you want things moved, if you want things removed, arranged, whatever they can do to help, because they know that's part of customer service that'll keep you coming back again and again. And the main thing that Mac always says is something that they always do. Aside from no back order slips, guaranteed Gallery Furniture really will save you money. Don't you forget
about me. I hear that. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. The Usual Suspects on a way back Wednesday, the year 1985. It's Barry, Nick, Joel, as... Boy, there was a lot of crazy stuff going on last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, you got Pusha T and Drake. You got...
That's been a couple days now, right?
Well, now...
If I'm not mistaken. It's escalated, right?
Yeah, it's escalated. Yeah, and now the baby mama's been exposed. That's and weird. The baby Adonis.
Somebody said something that I thought was really accurate. They said, diss tracks nowadays aren't like diss tracks back in the day. And they brought up the No Vaseline. It was like, No Vaseline was three hardcore verses. With all kinds of, it wasn't just like, oh, you're light skinned. Like, no, it was brutal. They just don't do that anymore. I don't know. I mean, I'm not excited about it. I guess because I'm old too.
And there's so many more now.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Because, yeah, I got on one of my workout songs is No Vaseline. When you listen to those lyrics, you're like, ooh, boy.
Unbelievable.
He leaves no stone unturned and he goes at him hard.
Oh, yeah, he goes with the whole group, Jerry Heller, everybody. Yep.
Easy takes a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe he did. Does. I don't know. I'm just saying here right now. But, yeah, this thing back and forth, and then it's like, it's kind of like there's, this is the magical social media sleuths that are out there now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other story that was just going along with this Brian Colangelo story we'll get to, but it's like people started doing investigation based on the Pusha T song, and now all of a sudden they've identified the porn star that is the baby mama of Drake's son, who's named Adonis. They found the cake that had Adonis on it, even though he wasn't owning up to it. And now she's out there, the little man's out there, everything's out there.
So it was a porn star?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a bad look.
French porn star.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you on hooking up with a porn star?
I mean, and I can see where you're going, but the hygiene aspect of it has got to be...
I mean, I don't mind buying a used car.
I was going to say, it could be cavernous.
But I don't want one with 300,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
Tires are all flat.
I'm with you. Now, I would ask Nick, but he's not in there.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm with you on that.
I'm not...
And you would think you have your pick of the... Based on, you know, big-time concerts.
You're light-skinned
Nick,
Drake.
Where are you on porn stars as your baby mama?
That would be a negative.
Yeah,
That would be a massive negative.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm not against it, but that's, for me, I'm against it.
So where are we on release dates for these songs? It has to be released in 85, right? What if the song was split release date? What if it was released in the U.S. in 84, but in the U.K. in 85?
That doesn't count because we live in the States.
Okay.
Not in the U.K.
Sorry, Joel. Maybe next week.
Oh, you're looking to get him disqualified?
Yeah, but he's got like 4 songs on his list that are 84, so we're good.
Oh, wow.
So you guys can celebrate. You might have a chance.
Yeah, as soon as we get a list, we're going to have to release the poll anyway, and then the poll.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter.
Because
you could almost like get away with the wrong.
I just went to the Billboard Top 100 because I did not have time and we did not have a topic.
I did too. That's what I'm doing now. And like 4 of the songs that I picked originally to put on my list, 84 was when they released.
Yeah, I didn't have time to check. And since you guys are going in the second and third hour and you have like a 3-hour window, enjoy. That's fine. If I have to take the L, then I will.
So, because I wanted to do Smooth Operator by Sade, but it was released in the U.S. in 85, but in the U.K. in 84. So that counts, right? We're saying that counts.
No need to ask.
Yeah, I think that counts.
See what you did there.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you'll allow it.
Yeah, okay. I'll allow it.
Good. Smooth Operator it is then. I'm almost done with my list, guys, by the way. It's going well over here.
It's fantastic. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah.
Anytime. So, yeah, I mean, that was going on. This Brian Colangelo thing, I'm just going to tell you this right off the top. This is a bad look. I think Colangelo is probably going to resign here within the next... I don't know how he can survive this, but I don't think he's the only one. If you missed it, the general manager and the president of the Philadelphia 76ers, Brian Colangelo, there was a story that got out last night that started to tell how Colangelo has up to 5 burner accounts. There was someone that was investigating that was, as they say, they should be in the Russian investigation, by the way, I think.
Why?
To end this thing, because the way the whole story came about, the guy was it's not an IT specialist, but it's something like he investigates cyber crimes.
Okay.
And he's a cyber investigator. And it came to his attention that Colangelo had these burner accounts. And then in digging and following and looking at the tweets and things like that, it turns out he was taking shots at if indeed there are his accounts. And he admitted to one of them already.
Oh, so he did.
But he admitted to one, but that's the one that's never tweeted. Just is a Twitter account that's followed a whole lot of people in the organization. And outside of it. But there's potentially up to 4 more, and this cyber investigator found that he was taking shots at his own players, taking shots at his predecessors in Toronto, in Masai Ujiri, and Sam Hinkie. Took a very, very defensive about anything, and obviously big supporter of himself. Yeah, whenever everybody was killing him, he was coming to his own defense.
Yeah, because they were making fun of his collar, right? His clothes.
Yeah, his collar. Supposedly he's a big collar guy with all the different collars he has on his dress shirt.
So he defended himself using one of the burner accounts.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's
a new level of pettiness right there.
Then there was an article on Sam Hinkie, the orchestrator of the process, and then the guy that was eventually let go. And I've worked with Sam. And Sam's a great dude. And Sam, before he left, hired another guy that we had with the Rockets, Sasha Gupta. And so Sam always likes to deflect all the publicity. So they did an article on how Sam was right and how the process is working. And he responded on Twitter saying, don't give me the credit. This is all Sach. Give Sach the credit. He's the guy. And the burner account for Colangelo chimes in and goes, hey, Sam, how's teaching at Stanford? Just petty after petty after shot.
Wow.
His sons go to the University of Chicago and play basketball. Most of the accounts were streaming those games.
Really?
Is there association? I think so. It's just, and then Embiid, I guess he's trying to like cover his bases now. Because now he called Embiid last night, and Embiid said they talked, and he doesn't believe that there's any truth to it. But then right after that, Embiid started tweeting all of the messages he had gotten from the burner account.
It's funny because you would think people would have learned after Kevin Durant and somebody else had a burner. Who was it? There was somebody else with a burner account that got busted. But you would think people would learn that you got to be more. It was some celebrity.
It was. I'm trying to remember who it was. Now.
Was it Bill Maher? No, it wasn't Bill Maher. It was somebody giving themselves. Oh, it was it Skip Bayless?
Skip
Bayless or Colin Cowherd or one of those talking heads. That was given the I love you, Skip, and he did it from his own account. And it was like,
I think that's right.
So, yeah, you would think that
actually okay with the team having burner accounts. It's how you use them.
I need to create some burner accounts, I think.
I'm
I do too, because, boy, I could have some fun.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know.
Especially with the Rockets.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I could have some fun.
I just don't understand, like, what's – I guess you do it because you feel like you have to say these things, but just either say them or well, don't.
And here's, like, the other thing where he could be in trouble.
Why hide
behind giving away very private information. Like, first, he tipped everybody off on one of the burner accounts to a trade that he would make in about another couple of months. But when he had Jahlil Okafor from Duke, and they were trying to trade him, and he had a trade done with New Orleans, and then suddenly it wasn't done. Mm. And one of the burner accounts started saying, why doesn't someone ask Ja if he failed the physical? And he brought it up like five different times. Then he started urging certain members of the media to go and interview Okafor and ask him what happened. And it's like, if you know and you're selling a dude out and you're dealing with medical information.
It's a bad look.
It's a really bad look. Like I said, I don't think he's going to survive this. So now the Sixers have issued a statement saying they're taking a full-fledged investigation into this. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And TheRinger.com, who broke the story, said they were constantly trying to check themselves. Like, maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe this
really
isn't legit.
No, you definitely do that.
But when they started to do it, they made someone in their communications department aware of it. And then they questioned and said, who knows now? They said, only Brian. But then immediately when they started watching the burner accounts, they were locked. They were changing. And they were like, okie dokie.
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay. So we could talk about that as well, but we're just getting started on the show. If there's something you want to get off your chest, you've had on your mind, give us a call. 713-780-3776. Also, you can reach us via Twitter, as I've mentioned, at Pac-Man Joel, at Barry's Funny, at The Producer Nick. Right now, I'll tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. Mike and Tammy Gust have been doing it for 15 years. It's been a family-owned business for 30. They take care of you, and like the name says, it's wheels, tires, but it's so much more. There's a reason why pro athletes and the who's who in Houston go to American Wheel and Tire to give that individual, one-of-a-kind look to their ride, and you can too. They have fair prices, expert craftsmanship, stellar customer service. It's what you get at American Wheel and Tire, a comfortable waiting room, VIP service in the waiting room, leather furniture, etc., etc. But the main thing is, let's get down to the nuts and bolts of it. The tires, they have all the major brands, but they also have private labels. You can get a full set of tires from $299 and $399 per set. That's pretty inexpensive, and they'll take care of the balancing and all the things to make sure it's a smooth ride once you get them. They also have lots of other things for your vehicle. If you've got an exotic sports car or you've got an SUV or a truck and you want a one-of-a-kind look, check out Kevlar wraps as well as those wheels and those tires. But also, you can get into steps, lifts, lift kits, bumpers, lights, all the different things you can get for your SUV and or your pickup truck. They've got everything there. They take care of everything in stock. Even if you have, you need stock rims and tires for a vehicle that maybe just recently you drove right off the lot brand new, they have them in their warehouse. They can replace them and in most cases repair them at a much cheaper price. Check them out at 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. And also check out all the vehicles they've worked on at AmericanWheelAndTire.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, half hour into the three-hour extravaganza. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. Just going to follow up on that. The crazy thing about the Colangelo story is then Daryl Morey's out there last night. And first, he replays the supposed moving screen by Jordan Bell that freed up and said, look, it's Earl Campbell. No, Bruce Matthews. It's just a bad look. It's like spilled milk. If you're the general manager of the team that just lost and now you're bringing up plays the next day and trying to call them out. And then one of the fans or someone that has the blue check went and said, no, actually in the rules, It's actually, it's legal, especially when your player is behind shoving him. Harden, you can see Harden pushing him from behind a little bit. And I was like, if you're the general manager of the team, stay out of that. It's a petty look.
Yeah. Don't be doing that.
He put it out there.
It's a really bad look. I mean, it sucks because, I mean, we have to do that, right? Where we tell each other, hey, don't respond. And you kind of can't, although I think both of us tend to break that rule. But when you're in his position,
you
don't have to say anything. Just let your offseason talk for you.
Exactly.
Like it did last year. Your offseason talked for you, and you know, despite what anyone will say, Daryl Morey deserves all the credit in the world for putting this team together.
No doubt.
And he's done a fantastic job of making the Rockets a legit contender, not just in the West, but in the NBA as a whole. I mean, this is a respected team, and it's because of the moves that he made and what he's done. Just let that talk for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, no question about it. And then right after that, he and Cuban started going back and forth. One, Daryl said, the Dream Shake is not a burner account for Daryl Morey. And then Cuban started coming up with all the different names for all the different burner accounts and said that they should have a contest because he was partaking. If there's two guys that you wouldn't be surprised if they were knee deep in all this, it'd be those two guys. It's like they're almost making fun and having fun to deflect from the fact that people are going to start going, I wonder if Colangelo's the only guy doing this.
Yeah.
Colangelo had some dumbass Twitter handles, though. Like,
A couple letters
and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like, it's just obvious, generic, bot type Twitter handles.
But so when the cyber guy was going in and trying to decipher the passwords, and they would say, you know, they'll give you like with a couple asterisks, like, here's a clue at what your password is. Everyone ended in the same last two numbers.
Really?
Everyone had his initials in it. And then here's the ones that, because you were out last night anyway, I don't know how much of this you've seen, but so he's got the one, Eric Jr., okay? That's one of the accounts, all right? He starts responding to, like, you know, like our versions of blog sites for the Rockets, like the Kurt Lowe or whoever, right? Yeah. But there's one called Sixer Sense. He said, Joel Embiid is not the future of the franchise, so who cares if he's not 100%? Let's exploit him. Follows it up. Remember when Embiid was on stage with Meek?
Wow.
One time, remember he was dancing, and then after that, he ended up hurting his knee. That was the story. He comes out, too bad Embiid danced like a fool and the whole disaster happened. Next time, he'll think twice before mocking his team and kept following it up, saying all these different things about Embiid. Embiid found all those tweets last night, and he goes, just talked to Brian. I can't believe any of this is true. But then started to retweet every single one of them just in case.
Wow. And how many followers do these accounts have?
I'd have to go in and check. Because
that's my next thing is if it's nine people following these burner accounts, what kind of dent are you really? I mean, like, what is your goal? What is your purpose? If you're making all these burner accounts, you have a motive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're probably trying to embarrass a player. But if they don't have thousands upon thousands of followers,
so the first one was
the freaking point
at Phila 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's the one Nick's talking about. Yeah. That's the one he admitted to having that he's never tweeted from, but that he was following like creeper. He was following like chicks in the ticket department.
Ugh.
It was all kinds of creeper stuff, right? So then when you click on them, he's got almost the one that he was taking shots at Embiid with has almost 5,000 followers.
Yeah, but how many of those are like porn bots and stuff?
I'm not going to go delving into
it. How many does he follow?
129.
Oh, okay.
All right. So that's on the one that he...
How does a burner account like that get like... That makes no sense. Those have to be paid for.
I can't check. He's locked three of the other ones.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Now. But, like, even the home cities and everything are where, like, close to either... It's either the Sixers, where the arena is, where his house is, where his kids are going to school. They're following his kid's basketball coach.
Uh-huh.
Crazy creeper stuff.
I'm telling you, if I made a burner account, I'm just going to say it's not me, Barry Laminack, as my burner account. Because no one's ever going to think that you make a burner account.
I was going to ask you, how do the bots work? How do they? So like we get all this bot stuff that you and I get during the season from the Rockets. How does one go about setting up the bot accounts to send us those?
Oh, you just need the software that it basically you can automate it. So like if somebody, you can just say anyone that follows the Rockets or anyone that has this in their bio, like if they have ESPN Radio, then you can say, you know, you can schedule tweets to send it to everybody with ESPN in their bio or whatever. It's all automated. It's just software.
So when the interns get bored gathering every article on the planet on your team, then you can program the bots to send messages
pretty much
to the media.
That's why I think it's kind of automated. I don't know that it's necessarily interns doing it. I think it's some of it's automated. So you can sit there and bitch and moan and reply to them. They're not reading them. They're just out there.
Because at the end of the day, you have options. You could write a play or you could send... get bots to send messages. And
I mean, look, I'll be the first to tell you, the Rockets are despicable when it comes to that stuff.
Well, we get a ton of them.
I mean, if you want my attention, Rockets, one, you know,
do what you did.
How about you give us some guests for our show? Not one. We've made tons of requests of all of the teams in this city, and they don't want to give us anybody for our show because, oh, well, 7-9, you'll cry. Well, who gives a crap? Do you want them? I mean, they can go on the number two, number three, and number four shows and stations, or they can be on the number one station. But also, don't send me some whack-ass tweet from a bot that you're not even monitoring because you want my attention. If you wanted our attention, you would give us some legit guests.
Well, that's you going on a rant because of the guests. I feel like the bots, the bots are everywhere on each team, and I think they're almost necessary for competition just to kind of keep the Twitter world as relevant as possible in regards to your team. But stuff like what Colangelo is doing, like, that's really inappropriate.
How does a bot tweeting to me and Joel and tagging us and saying, hey, James Harden goes for another triple-double, hashtag the beard, hashtag run as one.
Hashtag Rockets.
How does that, how does that make it relevant to the people that, I mean, we're two people. The point of it is they want us to come on and talk about how great James Harden was in his triple-double. So they want us to pay attention to that. So they're feeding it to us as opposed to when you're at a game, they give you liner notes and they give you stats and they give you things to talk about, kind of steer you in that direction. But don't do it on Twitter. If you really wanted me to talk about these things, send me some folks.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like all teams are doing that. I bet you if you went to the Spurs or the Mavs or and you're tweeting about them enough, you would get those type of tweets.
But besides that, any basketball fan's going to know what happened that any, especially any Rockets fan, they're going to know what happened that night anyway. We know, anybody that knows us knows, we work in sports. We're going to watch Houston sports on a nightly basis so that we can talk from a position of knowledge every day. But I can tell you, and if you guys want me to keep it generic, and obviously it's probably in a lot of people's best interest, I can tell you, this is the new thing where you employ interns and you employ people, whether you pay them or not. And they are in charge of scanning and replying to every blog, to every article, to everything on the internet that has anything to do positively or negatively with your team, and then making it as positive as possible to try and spin it your direction. The same way they do the bots. The same way they monitor Twitter. I mean, I know people that sit at their desk that are in high-ranking positions that have to have two screens, one for their email and their business stuff, and one for their tweet deck, so that they can check things. And don't think it's all just because they want to see what's going on in the world that day.
And do you think the Rockets are the only team that does that?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
A trend and everybody's doing it and it's necessary.
Now, but I don't know about the bots.
It's silly.
I don't know about the bots. Oh, I know I'm, about the other
I,
stuff.
I would be willing to bet you the Rockets aren't the only team in the NBA, nor are they the only team in sports that does something like that. But to me, though, if you want to do that generically, but don't tag me. Like, you're literally... You are, and it's amazing. I don't get one when they get their ass whooped. I don't get one when they lose. Oh, where's that tweet? If you're supposed to be a real person.
I still get them when they lose.
Well, I blocked them, so I haven't tough seen loss. Them in months.
I don't.
I every time they them. Lose, I get them.
You do?
The bots? Oh, my God. Every time.
And by the way, I just want to point out, I'm not singling out the Rockets. The Astros are just as bad with us when it comes to guests.
Yeah.
Like, we get they don't throw us a bone
at all. It's
not
that I'm singling them out or not or defending them or not. I'm just saying it's
some Astros guests.
How many have we had this year?
Before they won the World Series.
Before they won the World Series.
Yeah, we had more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well.
Right. And that's a flagship issue, too,
well,
as much
we'll start
as
start hating on the Texans. Don't leave them out.
Oh, no. The Texans are just as bad. The Texans are absolutely just as bad. All the teams in here, when you get these contracts with these radio stations,
I'm here to tell you.
You don't want to, I don't know if I want to 100% blame the Texans, Rockets, and Astros because I know it's the flagship stations crying and bitching as well. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, if I'm the Rockets, Astros, and Texans, and I have a Brandon, and oh, by the way, there's three of the four shows and three of the four time slots are number one in their time slots in the month, I kind of want my players and coaches on those shows as well. I'm not saying ignore the other stations. I'm just saying, what are you really doing? Don't hit me up on Twitter. That's what I'm saying.
You're right. Because
don't try to get my attention on social media, but then you don't throw me a bone on the radio.
Barry's absolutely right. You want the most exposures, and the best way to get the most exposures is go to the best ratings. And that's what you're supposed to do. And having been knee-deep in all those contracts, in a lot of cases, the contract doesn't state specifically you can't do interviews
they just get
with
mad.
Other stations. Yeah. The Butthurt program director at 790, who, by the way, is the home of not only the Astros but the Rockets, has a whole crying game every time anybody makes an appearance on any station other than his. And Brian Erickson is the guy that will make sure that those teams don't let anybody do interviews on our station.
And that's fine because it doesn't hurt our ratings, obviously.
Obviously.
The station is doing just fine without these interviews. It's great to get them, and we'd love to have them. But my point goes back to the fact, don't sit there and beg for my attention on social media if you're not going to play fairly on the radio. Miss me with that.
Completely agree. Yeah.
Last word.
Enough said. It was great.
Last word. Me, this time.
Absolutely. I'm trying to give you the last word and say I agree with you.
No, no, I'm talking to Nick.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to chime in on that or anything else, stop on in. Give us a piece of your mind. We're happy to talk about things with you. It's the usual suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. It's ESPN 97.5.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for
City.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Knee deep in hour number one of the three-hour show. It is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, and Joel. Day after Barry's birthday. You can still celebrate if you'd like. You can reach him, reach us. We've been talking a lot about the cyber stuff going on, both with Pusha T and Drake, and then rolled into Brian Colangelo.
Also, in the world of entertainment, did you guys know that Ambien makes you racist?
I did not.
Apparently so, because Roseanne, after sending out those racist-ass tweets, or that racist tweet, said now she blames Ambien. I know Ambien will make you eat like Crisco out of the jar and trash.
I wanted to try it, but I didn't know it makes you racist.
Trash out of the jar?
Yeah, but apparently it makes you racist because that's what she's blaming her tweet on, is that she was on Ambien.
I'll tell you what, TMZ got a couple of shots at John Goodman. And they were like visibly distraught. Yeah, he ain't happy. That's a... All the supporting
cast. She revived
cast.
Her career and everybody around her, and then she just...
And then crapped on him.
Yeah.
And then her agency dropped her.
Yeah.
ABC after ABC dropped the show. This is one of those... I don't know if there's coming back from this one.
Nope. It's not going to happen. And then she's like, I'm getting off Twitter. And then she comes back and she's not off Twitter.
Trump will make her a cabinet member, but that's about as good as it gets.
Man, don't get me started because I'm already heated.
You're fired up today. I like it.
That's all I need is to get more heated. By the way, several people are out there saying that Barry's Jiggly Arms was my burner account. Nope, I didn't. That was John Parker from the stream, which but I haven't pulled up the stream in a while. It's still not working for me.
It's probably a good thing.
But yeah.
But just go to the website if you are trying to consume the stream, ESPN 97.5, as opposed to the live stream. Just go to ESPN 97.5.
You can get it.
It'll be on the front page.
Yeah, because there have been some problems with the live stream one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you see, I put this on the list. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but this is a weird one too, speaking of the world of entertainment, Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa McCarthy is being sued by Sesame Street.
Really?
Yeah. So she has a new trailer out for a new movie, which is The Happy Time Murderers. It's the tagline, no sesame, all street. So it's actors as well as puppets that are similar to Sesame Street Muppet puppets.
Okay.
Okay. But the puppet crime comedy as it's billed, about a private detective puppet and a detective, Melissa McCarthy, who team up together to track down a serial killer, features violent Sesame-esque puppets that are not afraid to ejaculate.
Okay, well, that took a turn.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for Muppets ejaculating.
I wasn't either. Then I read the article.
What the hell?
So this week, Sesame Workshop, producer of the educational series, filed a lawsuit against STX Productions, Happy Times producers, arguing the audiences are likely to confuse the brands in the movie with their brand, and it tarnishes their brand's reputation. They, quote, said, defendants do not own, control, or have any right to use Sesame or Street as their marks. Instead, they are distributing a trailer that deliberately confuses consumers into mistakenly believing that Sesame is associated with, has allowed, or has even endorsed or produced the movie, and tarnishes Sesame's brand.
We have seen, I think it's sad that I can't think of a more recent example, but the whole Camel cigarettes and how kids were recognizing the Camel more than Mickey Mouse at one point, and how they were kind of confusing, you know, cigarettes for a cartoon when it was really just a face of a box of cigarettes. So I guess I can kind of see something like this play out. I don't know if she's going to win or lose the lawsuit. I guess we would have to have a legal expert for that, but I still think it's dumb. I don't know if you should get sued for something like that, but yeah.
I would want to see pictures to see how close it is.
There's the first picture.
Is that the count ejaculating?
It looks kind of like it, but here, this is the one that's going to give it away. This is part of the trailer.
That doesn't look like any Sesame Street character
yes, it
I've
does.
Seen.
Remember,
it looks more like a Muppet.
Well, but okay, so not funny that you said that, okay?
Okay.
All right, because
looks like one of the old men movie critics.
So there is a picture in which they're showing what we discussed.
Right.
But they said that one of the people that was a puppeteer in the film responded that STX loved the idea of working closely with Brian Henson and the Jim Henson Company to tell the untold story of the active lives of Henson puppets when they're not performing in front of the children. Happy Time Murderers is the happy result of that collaboration, and we're incredibly pleased with the early reaction to the film and how well the trailer's been received by its intended audience. While we're disappointed that Sesame Street does not share in the fun, we are confident in our legal position. We look forward to introducing adult moviegoers to our adorably unapologetic characters this summer.
Well, now that we know that Sesame Street characters can ejaculate,
Miss Piggy's happy.
But she's a Muppet. There's a difference. Sesame Street versus Muppets. Yeah. So which
they all look the same.
Which Sesame Street character do you think has the biggest penis?
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here.
No way. It's
Cookie Monster, right?
Cookie Monster?
Snuffleupagus.
I mean, I would probably go Big Bird. Big hands, big feet.
Snuffleupagus, big trunk.
Maybe.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Although he might just be all trunk and no funk. I mean, he may not have anything going on.
Beaker?
You know, you got to watch the skinny dudes.
Beaker.
The skinny guys apparently will surprise you.
Can you imagine Beaker?
I think they should start making puppets with genitalia. That would be pretty sweet.
See, that's not going to happen.
Why?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, it's two birds, one stone.
Some people have kids.
Tickle Me Elmo, and he's just like, every time you tickle him, stuff just starts flopping everywhere. I think that'd be just fine. What's wrong with that? What's that?
Tickle Me Elmo. Does he pick you tickle pop? Him in the right spot.
Tickle his b-hole, and he starts.
I didn't go there. Giggling. God.
I don't know. I mean, if we're going to go there, if they're going to start ejaculating, we might as well just complete the circle of life on these Muppets. I don't know.
Anything goes these days in these movie trailers.
That's true.
Interesting lawsuit, but I think Melissa will be fine.
She's got enough money behind her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's making some money these days.
She's got a lot behind her, but yeah, she's got money.
White Magic said he's homesick today. Make me proud, gentlemen. I don't know why he's homesick. Did he leave? What's going on?
Homesick or he's at home sick?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. He's at home sick. Yeah, punctuation is your friend, White Magic.
Feel free to use it.
Barry, when is Joel dropping the diss track for Versus Clutch of the Bear? USA Mike wanted to know that.
USA Mike or yes. OU Mike?
USA wow. Mike. Yeah, it's not the number from OU Mike. That surprised me too. Because when I saw it, I was like, all right, I'm just going to delete it. It was USA Mike that brought it up. So that I had to read it. Barry's birthday in a nutshell. Ate meat that caused him to stroke it, only on the left, though, and then beat his drum till he fell asleep.
It's pretty good. I got to give him credit on that one.
Not bad. I have no social media. What's the point of having a burner account? It's basically the E version of passive aggressiveness. It's so you can talk crap about people without having to own it. Like you can, like, and not to break, but a couple segments ago, we talked crap about pretty much every sports team in town, plus both other competing stations. But you know what we didn't do? We didn't hide behind a burner account. We just came on the air and said what we had to say. And that was that. And instead, people are creating these fake-ass accounts and hiding behind them. And they're like, oh, I love you, Joel Embiid. You suck, Joel Embiid. That was from, you know, not Sam Hinkie 1234 or whatever. So
Brian Colangelo.
Or whatever. That's the point.
Yeah. I remember, you know, the other one was Steve Kerr. Remember Steve Kerr thought he was DMing somebody from his burner account, criticizing Harden for traveling, and it got out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was earlier this year.
So Steve Kerr had a burner account?
I don't know if he had a burner account or
because he accidentally tweeted a direct message is what I think it was.
Yeah, he tweeted it, said it was supposed to be just a direct message to somebody.
Kerr doesn't strike me as a guy that has a burner account.
No, he doesn't.
He might, but
he speaks his mind.
I feel like he does.
Somebody said Beaker is the 40-year-old virgin. That's probably true, too. They agree. Big Bird, Big D. Big Bird.
Snuffleupagus.
Yeah.
Walks around carrying that thing around.
That's...
All right, we've got Gray, who wants to get in here, but we'll probably get you after the break. So you want to get him in now, Nick? You want to wait? All right, let's get Gray real quick. He wants to talk about James Harden.
Okay.
Gray, what's up?
Yeah, I was just wondering, the post-game interview, I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody about this yet, but I can't find the context for the conversation that or the question Harden was answering after the game. And he said something like, I just don't know how we lost. I have no idea what happened. I have no idea what went wrong. And I was wondering if that was what if you guys had an idea what that question was, because it just seems, you know, given the 27 consecutive 3-point misses, Nick, it makes him look a little bit, you know.
So Nick was there at that post-game press conference.
But I don't remember him saying anything like that.
I remember in watching it that he was basically pointing out their shortcomings, the fact that everything that we've said, that they had a lead, they let it get away, they missed all the threes that they missed.
He mentioned it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he was...
No, it was a quote. It was off of an article on the internet. That's all. I was just wondering if he really was that, you know.
No, I mean, cause
anyway. He's not that naive about it.
Yeah, because they even asked him how close do you think we were, and he was like, we were a half. And then they were like, well, what happened? He's like, we just didn't finish. We didn't close it out. We played well in the
first
half.
Didn't make the shots
that
we
didn't make the shots. We had good looks. We didn't make them. We didn't knock them down. So, no, he owned it, Gray. I don't think he was skirting anything or – I don't remember that quote because I watched as much of the press conference as they showed on TNT or whatever it was.
You can also flip over, not that you're going to do it for the finals, but NBA TV has – every bit of it.
Yeah.
Without any narration or anything. They just let what goes on. Like if Nick asks a question, it's just
everybody's
as bad
heard.
As it is.
Yeah, every word.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pink Valkyrie said Fozzie Bear has to be packing. Okay. I mean, I guess.
He's always happy.
It's true.
Yeah.
He's always in a good mood. Isn't he the one that sings the blues or whatever?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of a Muppet. I don't know. It could be off. I haven't watched Sesame Street in forever.
Isn't Sesame Street and the Muppets
is it even on
the same
anymore?
Thing?
No.
Sesame They're
Street
affiliated.
And the Muppets are two different things completely. I've never seen Kermit on Sesame Street. Not that I watch Sesame Street every day, but I never recall seeing that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's two different things.
Someone will tell us, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right, we got That's one true. In the books, two to go. 2 hours left of the show. If you want to join us, please do. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line, where you can call, text, or you can also hit us up on Twitter. Back with hour number two. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.